This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As these different stories of fires and explosions damaging major food processing plants across the entire country were beginning to circulate on social media, the FBI's cyber division, they came out and they published an official notice warning Americans about the increased cyber attack threats on agricultural cooperatives.
And our breaking news, mandatory evacuations being ordered in Grant County. That's in eastern Washington because there's a risk of an ammonia tank explosion.
And with that, we do have some images of the situation there. We want you to take a look at this video. Just intense flames, as you can tell, this taken from a distance, too. This is a fire at the Washington Potato Company plant in Warden, which is about 100 miles southwest of Spokane.
Right now, firefighters are still watching for hot spots. After a large fire at a plant in Moments, Illinois, that is south of Chicago in Kankakee County, it started early this morning at Andruin Farms, which makes freeze-dried ingredients. A spokesperson for the company says no one was inside the plant at the time.
We are tracking a fire at the Winston Weaver fertilizer plant. These were the flames over the building tonight. Firefighters are evacuating homes and businesses within a one-mile radius of the building because of the fear of an explosion.
There was a significant fire at a Wisconsin River Meats factory Thursday that left mass wreckage in its wake.
By the time I got here, the building was engulfed in flames.
Towering flames and thick black smoke. This is what the Sutter County community of Live Oak woke up to just after 7:45 this morning.
Then a boiler explosion and fire in Hermiston.
It's probably the fire of my career in Hermiston.
Fire Chief Scott Stanton says when he saw the flames, his mind focused on one thing.
The first thing that comes to mind is the employee.
An early morning fire tore through the milk parlor at Bestview Farm in St. Albans on Friday, displacing nearly 800 cows.
Extensive damage. I mean, this is the lifeline of the farm, this is the milk house where they milk the cows.
Piscataway, Middlesex County, and wow, there you have it. That is a rather substantial fire that's happening in what looks like a factory. Let's get more details from Shannon Sonnen, Newscopter 7. Shannon.
Yeah, this is burning at the PepsiCo facility here on New Brunswick Avenue at Lakeview Avenue.
This is a live scene from a blazing fire. This is at the McCrum Potato, frozen potato processing facility on Pier Street in Belfast at this hour.
A long road to recovery after a massive fire at a local food pantry.
And it goes on 4 hours, so our people are blowing up stone obelisk calling for mass death. I don't agree with it. It shouldn't have happened, but it brings attention to it. Their people are burning down police stations and federal courthouses and billions of dollars of damage and attacking Supreme Court justices at their houses. That's what's going on. The revolution's here. The New World Order is attacking us. We are the counter-revolutionaries trying to save the Renaissance, trying to save the real liberal order of freedom and justice and open society. They are calling themselves liberals because they are the opposite of liberals. They are tyrants. We got loaded phone lines. Your take on the destruction with a high-powered bomb, obviously, of the Georgia Guidestones this morning. We're going to be covering it all and so much more Tucker Carlson responds to suicide, mass murder, pills, and more. The latest on the poison injections that huge developments have unfolded. Wall Street Journal admitting that the majority of children dying of COVID have been vaccinated. We'll be right back. Tomorrow's News Today. We're still on air. Thanks to you. Thanks to you sharing the articles and videos and live feeds now. Take action now! We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. You have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
A terrible thing happened. Somebody nonviolently blew up the Georgia Guidestones in the dark of night. How dare them stand up against the bringer of death? And that obelisk announcing our destruction, the killing of 7 million people. How dare them not support the murder of 7 million people? Crank it up! Summon death. Now death will visit you. Bringer of death! Bringer of death! Devil pretends he's in charge of death. He ain't in charge of it. God is. All right. Let's get serious. I'm there a few minutes. Tucker Carlson knocked out of the park last night and hit some more on this mass shooter. I'm going to come back from break, take your phone calls here on this live Wednesday global transmission in defiance of tyranny. Here's Tucker Carlson calling it out. The SSRIs on the label say are mass murder pills.
Amazingly, it was just over a week ago that Joe Biden single-handedly ended gun violence in the United States. How'd you miss that? Well, you probably were distracted by all the other amazing things Joe Biden is doing, like making air travel more efficient and winning the war in Ukraine. So you probably weren't paying attention on June 25th when a law called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act was signed. And it, true to its name, was in fact bipartisan. Fashionably liberal Republicans like John Cornyn helped write it. So the question is, will it live up to the second half? Will it make communities safer? Emphatically, yes, said Joe Biden, quote, it's going to save a lot of lives. How many lives exactly? Well, in the characteristically modest words of Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, quote, what we are doing will save thousands of lives. Thousands. And that makes a kind of sense, because now that we're going to have red flag laws in all 50 states, laws that allow the government to disarm you by force without charging you with a crime, without bothering with due process, once we do that, and we are doing it, mass shootings like the one we saw in Buffalo this spring will never happen again. That's what they promised us. And the media assured us it was true, every word of it. What they never mentioned was it was not only ridiculous and false, it was provably false. Because, actually, gun control does not stop bad people from using guns. It's not a talking point. It's a fact. Here's how you know. On the day that 18-year-old Peyton Gendron murdered 10 people in Buffalo, the state of New York already had a red flag law. And Gendron was exactly the sort of person they told us that red flag laws would stop from committing mass murder. Gendron had bragged in school, remember, that he wanted to murder large groups of people. That was a red flag, speaking of. He'd already been caught by his mother killing a cat with his hands. Gendron was so obviously crazy and threatening that at one point, New York State Police came over and investigated him. But in the end, nothing happened. It had no effect, these laws. And that's not surprising. Ask anyone who knows anything about violence and who isn't getting paid to lie to you about it, and you will learn the truth, which is it's almost impossible to stop someone who's dead set on harming other people. Prison guards get killed regularly. There are no guns in prison. There are plenty of psychopaths. Psychopaths are the problem. In case you needed still more evidence, just yesterday on the 4th of July, there was yet another mass shooting in the state of Illinois. Illinois is a state with red flag laws, assault weapons bans, every other form of gun control that authoritarians can dream up in a country that still has the Second Amendment. But the shooting happened anyway. It happened in Highland Park, which is a pretty suburb north of Chicago. And once again, the shooter was exactly the person they claimed red flag laws would stop before he hurt others. His name is Robert Crema. He's a 21-year-old amateur rapper with a long and documented history of bizarre and very threatening behavior. And on Monday, he lived up to what everyone who knew him thought he might someday do. He dressed in women's clothes, he scaled a fire escape ladder to the roof of a local business, and then he opened fire on a parade. Here's what it looked like. So awful. As said, authorities say 7 people have died from that shooting. At least 36 others are wounded. Here's what it looked like from the ground. Good people, terrified, bleeding, in some cases dead on the 4th of July. It's awful. Now, a normal person sees a tape like that and takes a breath as the tragedy of it sinks in, as it should. Americans were just murdered for no reason. So pause a beat before politicizing their deaths. Show some respect. You owe them that. But social media do not encourage respect. Social media are the domain of partisans. And the first question a partisan asks never changes. It's this: how can I use other people's misery to become more powerful myself? So on the basis of that, the usual morons leap in to blame the other team. They did it. It's their fault. Elect me. Eric Swalwell did this immediately, of course.
That's right. They went on to blame Trump, and they went on to blame gun owners. But Robert E. Crema III was Antifa. He was on Antifa sites. He promoted Antifa. We have articles on Infowars.com. It's all on record. He wasn't stunning and brave, dressed up like a woman. He wasn't a woman. He was a man disguised as a woman, though he dressed as a woman for years. Yes, this is some MK Ultra stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Liberals rush to defend Big Pharma after people suggest SSRI drugs connected to mass shootings. MTG's coming up later to talk about it. Highland Park shooter wore women's clothing during the attack and wore it before that. It wasn't a disguise. It was what he was doing, disguising that he was a demon, just like the pedophile drag queen story time does. And it goes on from there. Police knew Highland Park suspect threatened to kill everyone, quote, had weapons confiscated in 2019. So a man dresses a woman, it's just a disguise now, is it? Yeah, for predators who want for children. I thought it was a stunning and brave gender identity. He's Antifa, ladies and gentlemen. And he identified as Antifa. Here's some of the postings where he did on screen for you right now. He hated Trump supporters. He hated America. And he went and attacked a July 4th parade. Gee, do we wonder who she is? Just like Uvalde, a young druggie from a family with limited means, somehow manages to buy about 5,000 sophisticated weapons? Says David King. And then it gets more complicated with his family and his claims of being connected to the FBI. It's all coming up, but first, your phone calls on this live July 6th Wednesday broadcast, straight ahead on the other side. So get ready, because I'm going bam, bam, bam to your calls. Stay with us.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Well, the Georgia Guidestones calling for killing 7 million people. Has been bombed. No one was hurt, but this is much worse than 7 billion people dying. This is a loving artifact and a commitment, a love letter for global extermination that Ted Turner put up with Bill Gates and others. It's been bombed. It's a terrible thing, ladies and gentlemen. The police station would have gotten burned if Antifa would have shot some folks at a red light. That'd be beautiful, stunning and brave, but if it was a pedophile drag queen time, it'd be great too, but because nobody got hurt, it's the worst thing ever. But seriously, I'd rather the edifice be there to show the evil they're calling for than to bomb it. Those that obviously did it were doing it to draw attention to it during the full swing attack we're under. But I want to hear your views, and they're not censored. We're not censoring. You don't want to hear your views and what you think of this. So let's go to Jeff in Florida. Jeff, your view on someone blowing up a third of the Georgia Guidestones this morning.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you. First of all, I think it's a brilliant thing they did. I've already sent out some texts to friends, and actually a few of them didn't know what they were. So it's bringing attention, and I'm thinking about the...
Oh, yeah, Georgia Guidestones is at the top of Twitter right now. People really want to know about this now.
Yeah, so it showed, you know, like the shot heard around the world, this might be the banger. Heard around the world, hopefully. And I'm thinking about Biden's tweet the other day where he said to the gas stations that we're in a time of war. You know, we are in a time of war and they're attacking us. And I think we should put aside a fund for whoever did this so we can bail them and put a defense for them.
Well, they call that material aid to terrorists. Only the vice president is allowed to bail out people that burn down federal buildings. I don't know if that's something we can do, but I hear your point, and I appreciate your call, sir. All right, let's go ahead and take the next caller. Let's talk to Lisa in Florida. Lisa, what's your view on the Guidestones being blown up today?
Well, I can see your point of view. You don't want people to go getting violent, and I wouldn't want to see that either. So I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I think it's a good thing because it gets people talking and because, you know, it may put them on their heels a little bit. You know, the people that built those and, you know, may get
them all frazzled. Oh, I get the point. I mean, it exposes what the system's doing. And I get the left's attacking us. They're being violent. They're pulling down our monuments. So turnabout is fair play. All's fair in love and war, as they say. I just wanted to open up the full debate here because they definitely don't like what happened here. It definitely draws attention to the depopulation cult these people are. But, I mean, shouldn't we just kill 7 million people? Aren't 7 million people worse than the Stones? Should we just leave them up?
Well, you know, what you're saying, you know, just as a monument to show what they're doing, but I don't think it was really doing that because, like the first guy said, half the people don't even know what they are.
But they know about it now. They know about it now, don't they?
Now, yeah, sure. And so I think maybe it could be a good thing because they certainly made sure no one got hurt and no guns were used, so they can't scream about guns, right? So
yeah, if I had to guess, local military police blew it up. I mean, it really is a satanic obelisk. How dare someone blow up a giant Nazi swastika in the middle of the countryside? I appreciate your call. God bless you, Lisa. I want to condemn this. Let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Oregon. Russell, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good morning. It's an honor to speak with you.
Yes, sir. What do you make of the satanic obelisk being blown up?
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, I have visited the Guidestones, and I have stood in their presence, and it's just pure evil. The energy, the occultism. It's not just the words. It's not just the language. There's all kinds of astrological alignments and things that the physical structure actually points the viewer to observe and to experience. And I'll tell you, for me, it is satanic. It's so much about like the inversion of the language and using these slogans and these phrases that sound all nice to really instill evil messages. And when you talk to people that are leftists and explain the messaging, they like it. They think, oh, these are great guidelines. This sounds so good and it makes so much sense.
Are you saying it was wrong to blow up the Nazi swastika in Berlin at the end of World War II?
I don't necessarily think that that harming the Guidestones by blowing them up was a positive thing. I mean, I kind of tend to agree with you that this monument is kind of total proof of what's going on. It's potentially a good thing that there's attention raised, but I'm not sure. I tend to agree with you that, that blowing it up is not necessarily a positive step.
Russell, anything else you'd like to add?
X2 is a miracle product, and I use it every day, and thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. If listeners would just listen to me, X2 is deep earth crystal iodine, nobody else put on the market, from oil drilling between 7,000 and 12,000 feet, pure atomic, right in your blood, right in your bloodstream, the opposite of fluoride. It just takes 15 days to kick in on average. Incredible game changer, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should get X2. Folks, don't wait. Don't be fools. Listen to me. I don't lie to you. I make mistakes sometimes, but not on things I've tested. No, for sure. X2 is so incredible. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's jam in one more caller before we go to break. Let's talk to Kathy in West Virginia. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Coincidentally, I discovered you through a guy named Freeman, who used to be in Austin. Are you familiar with him at all?
I know Freeman. I've known him like 25 years. Yeah, he does an esoteric show.
Yeah, and he's the one who turned me on to, like, back in the 2008 era, the Georgia Guidestones. So I've known about them for a while. And what came to mind when I saw that rubble and heard about this from you is a little quip from a poem by Percy Bysshe Shelley. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look upon my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round that decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away. And I say, yeah, may that be what happens to this new world order.
That's right. All these people trying to play God will be brought low, desperate equalizer. They will pay. Everything they have sowed, they will reap 10,000-fold.
Yeah. So, I'm thrilled that I, got to talk with you about this. We had talked a little bit a while ago and about I wanted to tell you a little bit about what happened in 2011, August 2011, when the Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. debt. And this is how deep these people go. Standard & Poor's at that time was owned by McGraw-Hill, the famous book company. But Terry McGraw had purchased somehow Standard & Poor's, and it was part of the McGraw-Hill company. And
listen, you're beautiful. A lot of incredible stuff's happening. Thank you so much for your call. We got to cut off callers and get the next people. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, the Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're taking your phone calls, getting your response to the bombing of the Georgia Guidestones. A third of the satanic obelisk calling for world government and total extermination has been blown sky high. Was it good? Was it bad? Well, they burned down a police station, it'd be good, according to the media. But if it's nonviolent and it's against Satanism, it is bad. Living a 9-month-old baby? taking a cut up, it'd be loving a liberal. But because no one was hurt, there's a dragnet out, massive investigation. They're going to try to catch whoever the thought criminal was that did this. But listeners, caller earlier called it the shot heard around the world. It definitely draws into attention what's really happening. But I don't like to see violence that can always be twisted against us. So I would tell folks that point is made. I wouldn't blow up anything else if I was you. But we're taking your phone calls right now ahead of MTG joining us. Right now, let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing, brother?
It's pretty interesting watching the Georgia Guidestones blown up in the middle of this giant depopulation operation.
Well, yeah, and I think it's symbolic of our victories against the New World Order. For the last 15 years, Alex, you know, we've always said as we get closer to the pinnacle of this war, that you're going to see all these kinds of weird things happen. And I think the Creator has interesting ways of waking people up, and I think this is one way he's going to be doing that.
What else do you want to say about this?
Well, I think there should be another documentary made about the Georgia Guidestones and go out there and show them and really get in depth on the esoteric agenda behind them and promote the living hell out of it, because as one of the callers said, most people don't know about it, but now they're going to know.
Boy, now they do know all about it, and it's called a kill 7 million people. But how hateful is it to bomb something calling for killing 7 million people? I think this is super racist. I think this is white supremacist. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. This has got white supremacy written all over it. They should probably abort another 60 million children just to make this balanced. You know what I mean?
Very well said. Thank you, Mike. They should sacrifice babies there. I mean, they want to kill 7 billion. It says it. I mean, why are you again? I mean, these are horrible people that bombed this. They didn't do a roadside bomb to blow up troops. They didn't burn down an abortion clinic. They didn't shoot cops. They didn't shoot random people at a four-way stop like Antifa does, which are good people. That's great what they're doing. Being sarcastic. They bombed something in the early morning when no one was there. This is evil, ladies and gentlemen. The left pulls down monuments all day, but whoever did this is the worst. Let's talk to David in the great state of Texas. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I know you asked us to speak about the Georgia Guidestones. My opinion on it is just a patriot. It's just really bringing the attention that we're not allowing that to happen here in America, in our country.
I can tell you, brother, we're not alone. People are awake and they are pissed.
Yes, sir. I have a message for Mr. Harari. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Now that we spoke about ectoplasmic specialization, Alex, please pull out your pen. Please write down Vortoncella, VORTICELLA, and also the eukaryotic cell, EUKARYOTIC cell. What I'm speaking about is cytogenetics, karyology, bagia, which is connected to the satellite virus and the Mosnick virus. This is the reason why they're attacking our trees. But, Mr. Harari, let me help you understand something. God will not allow this. Like the great Steve Quayle said, we have to go through this for 7 years. And he will destroy your Babylonian towers with one great earthquake. So do not think for once that God is not real and God people is not here. We understand what's going on, and we truly identify what you're trying to do. But we have to go through this, Alex. I have much more to talk about, but I know you have other callers to get to. But please look up these things and connect it. Connect the dots, please. That's all I ask. We have to start talking about cytogenetics.
I know a little bit about it, brother, and I'll look into it, and God bless you. The paradox is these callers are all so great, we got to cut them off because the next person, but amazing. Thank you, sir. All right, up next here, Terrace in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, am I clear?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having me on. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. First thing I just wanted to say is the vandalism, I just think the most telling thing will be, will they fix it since it's such substantial damage has been had this time. I would like to see if they fix it like they fixed all the other vandalization that's occurred there. Or if they'll just tear it all down,
I'd like to see what I hear you. In fact,
here's where I am. I don't think they would do this because it draws attention. It's a little sick joke. But they could have done it just to tear it down and get rid of it because it's so embarrassing to them. But my gut tells me a real person did this. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. I 100% think a real person did this. Somebody, you know, that had it in their sights for, you know, a while. You know, this is on the Mount Rushmore of conspiracy memorial, you know, or places. This is the big one. So it's been in people's sights for a long time. It's definitely a real person that took it down. But if I may, I just wanted to say another thing. One of the rules or commandments on that statue was unite humanity with a new living language. And I just think another thing is with this, you know, there's all these, the alternative media is covering CERN, all these CERN announcements and the AI buzz. There's this low AI buzz going through all different podcasts. I just heard Duncan Trussell and Joe Rogan speaking about AI, for a good length on their most recent podcast. I just think it's telling that, you know, they took it down right now because these are big moments in this whole conspiracy realm. These things have been on all of our radar for a long time, and this is one of the big things, this CERN announcement. So with that, do you think that unite humanity with a new living language, do you think that that is something that has to do with AI?
Absolutely. A unified corporate programmed universal social credit score, then backed up with the transgenderism and all the leftist talking points, is their new system of control. Thank you so much for the call. Great points, Terrace. All right, let's go ahead and take another caller from Tennessee. Let's talk to Bonnie. Bonnie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Is this Alex Jones?
It is, yep.
Oh, hi. Just wanted to make certain sure. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Bonnie, and with my radio partner, Brian, we do skits under the name True and Karen. And in February of this year, we did a visit to the Georgia Guidestones, you know, satire, which we posted on WBCR AM in Tennessee. And anyway, it was a recording, you know, of what it was like to go there. It was talk information about it, et cetera, et cetera. That happened in February of this year. I am very glad that we were able to post that and get it on BitChute before this happened. I visited the Guidestones for real in about 12 years ago, and I will agree with the caller that says they are evil. There is absolutely no way to describe the pressure on your chest and the feeling of depression that you get when you're there.
It's a heavy place. You're right. And they're not happy about attention being brought to it. It's an esoteric symbol of their enslavement of humanity. Now they're going to kill 90% of us. It says we're going to kill 90% of the public. And so they're very upset today this has happened. Bonnie, thank you so much for the call. All right, I'm going to go to break. MTG's coming on. She'll be with us for 45 minutes, the bomb the next hour. But Ronnie and Caleb and Jim and Thomas and Jefferson and Al Killer and Jason and Dave, all of you holding after she leaves, I will get to you before we end this transmission today. We're going to go to break. Tell everybody you know, tune in right now. MTG's talking about the shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. She's talking about the carbon taxes, imminent nuclear war with Russia, and so much more straight ahead. Marjorie Taylor Greene, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and Van Dog Video. Live coverage of the bombing of the Georgia Guidestones, straight ahead.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She has been exposing this NATO war, the threat of nuclear war. She's been exposing SSRIs and their direct admitted link to mass shootings and death, almost every mass shooter, and so much more. But I've got to ask her up front, because it's big news everywhere. The Georgia Guidestones, a large portion of it, blown up by obvious high explosives. I don't agree with the left pulling down statues of Robert E. Lee, whether you love Robert E. Lee or don't like him or don't care. I'm not for violence, but boy, does this send a message around the world, a shot heard around the world. And I know that's very close to your district there in Georgia. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk about January 6th committee. We'll talk about the economy. We'll talk about Biden. We'll talk about it all in the next 45 minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. But first, what is your take on the Georgia Guidestones getting blown sky high?
Well, Alex, one thing I always appreciate about you is you bring up the issues that a lot of regular, normal people talk about. And the Georgia Guidestones have always been something that people have been confused over. People have talked about, people have researched, people have traveled from far distances to come see these things. I'm not a particular fan of them because I'm, as you know, like you, completely against the globalist agenda and against population control. I just heard the news probably about 2 hours ago about these things being blown apart. And I think it just shows where we are today. There's really a war of good and evil going on, and people are done with globalism. People are not going to go along with the New World Order, the liberal world order, as the Democrats call it, and what's happening today. So I think it's really interesting and looking forward to hearing more information about what happened. So, yeah, those things are about 2.5 hours from my house over on the northeast side of Georgia. And I don't think a lot of people really, most normal people, don't like those things.
Well, all I know is it says they want to reduce world population down to 500 million people. That's a 90% plus reduction. And so I'm not for blowing things up. I say leave something evil there so we can see what's happening. We should have an investigation, reportedly Ted Turner and others. Why do they support this? Why are they putting this up? But certainly it's one of the top stories in the world right now.
Yeah, and it should be. And I'm with you. I'm not for acts of violence or aggression in any manner. But I think it's symbolic in a lot of ways. And we've seen the Democrats tear down statues, as you mentioned, like Robert E. Lee, many Civil War statues and other just historic leaders in American history. But we've seen that all over the world by leftists all over the world trying to destroy history. But these Georgia Guidestones, they really are a monument for the future. And it's a future that people do not want. People don't want population control. That's something that the hard left talk about that is terrifying, actually. Why would anyone want population control? We want people to continue to have families and be able to grow and thrive and feed their families. So it's interesting, but GBI has an investigation going on, and I look forward to hearing what exactly happened.
Absolutely. We don't support this, but we also don't support the left burning down $2 billion of property over the summers and shooting random people and attacking Supreme Court justices at their house and Chuckie Schumer calling for it. So much to talk about. You're constantly making news, doing an incredible job. The mass shooting, the SSRIs, the situation with NATO and Ukraine, and your warning of nuclear war, which the Russians and everybody, are even top U.S. strategists warn, this is the most dangerous point we've been at in decades for nuclear war. What do you want to tackle first, the July 4th tragedy or the current situation with NATO?
Oh, we can discuss either one. I think the July 4th tragedy is heartbreaking. Imagine, Alex, that there was an entire month of pride parades and festivals and drag queen story times, and you didn't see Christian nationalists going in and shooting up these parades. But, you know, the left was already preaching their F the 4th with their hashtags and terrible language against our Independence Day on July 4th. But here we had a young man come out dressed as a woman. Imagine that. That decided to do just an act of evil and a mass shooting. And this guy, Bobby Cremo, he's the worst of the worst. And so what I've been demanding, and I started demanding it immediately, is release his records. He doesn't get a right to privacy anymore. We should know exactly everything about him. We should know his school records, his arrest records, hospitalization records. We should know what drugs he was on, recreational drugs. We should also know what prescription drugs he was on. Like SSRIs, you can see this guy was clearly messed up at 5'11" and 120 pounds, according to what the police put out when they were looking for him. He is not the picture of health. He's obviously been on a lot of drugs, and I would bet money that SSRIs are in his history, and those drugs right there. And Tucker Carlson talked about it last night too. And of course, the left is losing their mind. How dare we say anything about SSRIs or attack Big Pharma in any way? But the truth is, there's serious side effects from those drugs. For some people, they're life saving, but for many others, suicide and homicidal thinking are horrific side effects. And we see an epidemic in young white males with this. So I'm going to continue to call for his records to be released, as well as every other mass shooter. They don't get to keep their information private. They don't deserve a legacy. They don't deserve their name being hailed as some kind of hero in the dark corners of the internet and these weird chat rooms. We deserve to know more about them, and I'm going to continue to demand it.
And we noticed the left, when I went on Piers Morgan in 2013 and said these are suicide mass murder pills, the inserts say they can cause mass murder, mass suicide, delusions of grandeur, mania. And then you cover that, and I'm sure you saw it. You're all over the national news like, look how crazy she is. She's saying this stuff's connected to mental illness and mass killing. The damn drugs say it on the package.
They do. They say it on the package. You can easily look that up on the internet. Imagine that there's information there about these drugs, you know, all of them that have these warnings and side effects, and they're real. And that's why they're prescribed, supposed to be prescribed under the watchful eye of a doctor that's supposed to check these patients constantly for these terrifying side effects. But it continues to carry on. And enough of that. I just am over it. I'm completely over it. Of course, we want mental health issues addressed, but we don't want drugs continue to be prescribed to young men after they have lived through maybe physical abuse or sexual abuse at home, where they have serious issues, maybe educational issues, schooling issues, where they have real problems. And the only way to deal with it is parents and doctors or school administrators that just want to prescribe them medications that are supposed to cover up the problems. That's no way to solve anything for anyone. And we know, Alex, we know that it has led to these mass shootings. Almost nearly 100% of these mass shooters have taken these drugs, and they may go on and off of them at times. And they may be a combination with recreational drugs that do cause psychosis and other serious issues. But really, Alex, we are chemical human beings. Our body has chemistry in it. And when our chemistry gets completely unbalanced, well, these are some of the awful results, and that's what happens with use of SSRIs, and I think it needs to be talked about and investigated.
Well, that's another great point you make. It's not just on the insert of this. The system knows, and in the recent tragic Buffalo attack with a white supremacist and the Uvalde attack in Texas and this attack in Illinois, they were all known by law enforcement and known they were planning mass shootings. This latest freakazoid up in Illinois made dozens of videos about shooting up schools. They confiscated guns before, but nothing was done. So they already had red flag laws in place, but nothing was done.
That's right. The very gun control measures and laws that the Democrats are screaming for, they had in place right there in Illinois, right there in Highland Park. They have a ban on assault weapons. They have red flag gun laws. They had a strict process where people had to do background checks and so forth in order to buy guns. But this all failed. It completely failed. But what it did do is it leaves these gun-free zones, and those are killing zones. And that's what we see over and over and over. Gun-free zones turn into killing fields. And these mass shooters that are completely, I mean, their human souls are gone. Their human souls are completely destroyed.
That's right. And all the studies, as you know, show the media hyping up mass shootings makes mentally ill people think about that. So school was out, so she had to hit a July 4th parade. MTG doing 31 minutes with us. We're going to cover the specter of nuclear war, the economy, Biden, and so much more straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.